Hello, friends of the truth, clones and AI. The human race has had our DNA manipulated, altered, and split in two to change our entire species' genetic makeup. Clones are a genetic creation that run on an artificial program, artificial intelligence. Clones, because of their genetically modified makeup, will suffer serious health conditions and neurological problems that eventually ends them. This is what I believe has happened to the Greys. I believe they found out that you cannot mesh a biological form with artificial intelligence and thrive. The only outcome is destruction. The high-level science of genetics on planet Earth, meaning the dark forces working in their underground labs or dumps, are and have been doing some extremely highly advanced cloning of our race for thousands of years. This very sinister program genetically modifies the human to work on a completely artificial frequency based solely on artificial intelligence. Very dangerous. This dark forces has been manufacturing clones of all sorts of people, politicians and celebrities, anyone who can be useful to replace and fulfill the agenda they want. These clones are controlled by a central AI that works with a transmitter that receives information through a chip, which is neurologically connected to their brain. This central AI controls these clones equally like as in a hive mind, which I've talked about before. These clones have memories and reactions downloaded into them based on the original person who they are cloning, meaning they study the original person whose mental profile they have downloaded into an advanced supercomputer and is implanted in their clone as a program. Hillary Clinton, Obama. These clones work through an AI signal. When the internal program in these clones do not give, let's say, the correct answer or the desired reaction, it can be accessed through that signal from a central AI computer. Although these clones do learn new things over time from experiences, but it's of a very limited nature. The signal that controls these clones is transmitted by the cell phone network and other high-energy transmitters that are placed at key points around the world. The signal is accessed and controlled by a supercomputer called Red Queen. There are other independently nodes, as they call them, around the world, but these subordinate nodes are always coordinated by the Red Queen or Central. This AI of the Red Queen works independently, making its own decisions and acting without any control of a human being. This Red Queen has not only the clones under its control, but also extremely high-tech war robots, manufactured and unmanned drone aircraft, which is strongly armed. The Red Queen can also take control over any modern computerized vehicle, such as a car, airplane, ship, or submarine. These clones can be manufactured to be exactly the same as the original and can be modified according to their needs. These clones are not perfect and are plagued with problems. They can also make an artificial person that does not represent any real human, and that creation is made with the manufacturer's specifications according to their purpose and the task they will perform. These clones are high-level people, leaders of large companies, celebrities, politicians. When these clones are being harassed and suffering ridicule at the hands of an irate population, usually the original has already had the opportunity to flee. False flags and attacks are where clones are used. Clones also being created on a large scale to be used in satanic rituals to their archon gods. Celebrities, men and women, also are cloned equally and sold to the elites as the slaves and entertainment toys. These clones vary widely in pricing according to the perfection. Many of these clones sold for elites of the dark forces. Most of these clones are based on real people, and they retain part of their personalities, but they are downloaded with an extra program to make them more complacent. These clones tend to have serious neurological problems. The longer the gestation period, meaning the length of time given in their formation, the greater the total stability of the clones will be, which increases its price. The cheaper ones will only work well for a couple weeks. These cheap clones are the ones used in suicide missions and are often disposable for a single use. They have a very limited lifetime. The most expensive clones are those that take 3 to 5 months to be formed. The clones that are prices vary between $20,000 and $50,000, hence, rising in price according to specifications. The most expensive ones exceed $500,000. All are available only to the elites, and the public remains completely ignorant of this issue. Most of the public does have knowledge of cloning animals, etc., but they are kept in the dark of how advanced this cloning process really is. If the original person does not obey the dark forces, wishes, and revolts against them, they will use their cloning, creating a remote torture situation that the original person will perceive and suffer greatly. But the clone is tortured instead of the original, all through AI signal. The creation of the clones in our current human society is very large and extensive, and it's progressively increasing and reaching levels of invasion. These clones are part of what they call unreal people of the Matrix. These clones are progressively leaking into the entire human society from the highest rungs down little by little as a silent invasion. This is the scary part for an everyday human. Today, any person in the public can be abducted by the dark forces in a traditional kidnapping or by a high-tech ship in the service of the dark forces, generally of the triangular type. If this person is of interest to them and being very influential to the masses, they will be cloned and eventually replaced by their clone. In many cases, only the people closest to that clone person will realize something strange has happened to them. So much of society is ignorant to the level of the cloning of the human race really is. This artificial creation of the human race is infiltrating all levels of society throughout the world. This invasion of artificial intelligence has a purpose for total planetary assimilation. Look what they're trying to do to the human race as far as programming us to be obedient little robots. It's all for the purpose of control. This invasion of AI is not of terrestrial origin and operates independently and does not need any operator or programmer. It has already achieved independence and the ability to be self-conscious, but lacks all empathy and is only interested in absolute power and control over all. We've all heard of the implementation of the chip to everyday human beings. They tell you it will make things easier and try to sell it as convenience. But what few people don't know is it's all to control your consciousness and behavior. This chip will manipulate your emotions and behavior with a signal received through that chip by a cellular frequency, which affects the brain. This signal or frequency can also send a secretion of psychotropic substances or nanobots into your bloodstream, making you obey this external controller. Besides manipulating the behavior of a specific individual, this signal can send a frequency to cause a disease such as cancer and even death, Refuse the chip at all costs. Modern smartphones are also being used for the purpose of the manipulation of behavior in the population by emitting specific frequencies that match the brainwaves of those within the radius of that frequency being sent. It causes changes to your behavior, moods, and neurological problems such as epilepsies and seizures. Keep them away from you as much as you can. Believe me, that's easier said than done. Specific frequencies are designed to affect the cerebral cortex in our brains. This technology is already being used on a large scale, transmitted from the towers. This technology is also being used on the battlefield. This use of weaponized frequency can modify the behavior of the enemy. It causes feelings of terror, and it implants ideas that they will take on as their own. It also causes them to feel doubt. Keep your frequency as high as possible to keep these negative events caused by negative frequencies from altering your experiences. These elites want to alter your consciousness through frequency, so by keeping a high vibration, a high state of awareness is your best bet. By Terry Wade.